It should be just up ahead, Captain. One of the scout's horses died near the base of the tree. Please keep an eye out, sir. Again, Captain, thank you for accompanying me on this mission. I'm aware that you and some of the commanding officers thought my report was unusual, but let me assure you, I know what I saw out here. I'm thankful to Commander Irwin for sending someone as skilled as yourself to investigate it with me. It, sure is a nice day, don't you think? Yes, sir. Sorry for the idle comment, sir. We'll see how long you keep that serious attitude, sir. Oh, no, sir, I didn't say anything. Though we should be at the reported location soon, sir. Captain! Captain, are you all right? You seem to be caught on something. Are you injured, Captain? It seems like you've been caught on some sort of thin rope. You're practically entangled in it. Of course, Captain, I'll cut you out of it immediately. Though, try and get unstuck first, Captain. Well, I'm worried about you getting injured if I cut the rope, that's all. Just try and move your right arm, sir. Okay. And your left arm? No getting that one unstuck either. Now, try your legs. Your legs are completely restrained, too. Oh, looks like you really are entirely tangled up, sir. Good. I was a bit worried that something would go wrong, you know. Really, anything could have happened knowing you. Like, what if you noticed the ropes before you fell into them? Or maybe they wouldn't have wrapped you up tight enough. Oh, you might have just been able to rip right through them. That was definitely a possibility for someone like you. Thankfully, it seems like Hanji knew what they were doing designing them. Oh, really nice craftsmanship. You know, I was actually the one who convinced them to make it. Yeah, I made up this plan to use ultra-thin, super-strong ropes to trip titans, and they were all for it. They even... Oh, right! Yeah, I was the one who set up the ropes. I was behind all of this, I guess. Yeah, I made up the story of seeing something out here. I pulled some favors with some of the squad leaders to, convince Commander Irwin to send you. Only you. Out here to investigate. And I set up the ropes here, but I already said that. Why? Well, I wanted you. Of course. No, not to kill you. There's nothing I would gain from doing that. I just want to get to know you better, sir. I want to get to know you better. It's not every day you have humanity's strongest soldier tied up entirely at your mercy. With how standoffish you were, I didn't think I'd ever get a chance like this. You know, a chance to see the real you. You know, sir, I want to see past this persona you put on, this titan-killing, aloof leader shtick you have going on. I want to know what else is going on in that head. You know what I mean? Like, what is our captain like when he's just tied up? How much do you think I can make you squirm? What kind of noises do you think I could get out of you with the right technique?
Oh, that got a reaction out of you. Not keen on that idea? Too bad. I didn't put all the effort into getting you all to myself just to let you go. All that planning and scheming has been leading into this, so I think I'll have as much fun as I want. Well, that's a good question, actually. I'm not quite sure as to why I wanted to do this to you. Maybe it's because of who you are. Seeing someone so strong, so dominant, so respected, just does that to me. It's something about guys like you. Whenever I see one, I just can't stop myself from imagining what you would look like on your knees. I bet you would sound so cute begging me to let you, you know. Wow. And you really made those ropes strong. It's so fun to see so much anger in such a small package. Don't worry, Captain. With ropes like these, you can struggle as much as you want. Nothing will change about your situation. I'm going to have as much as fun as I want. And then when I'm done, I'll let you stay here until some scouts come and set you free. Oh, me. Well, I should be able to hide out in one of the Titan forests for a while. I've been preparing for weeks, you know. I've built up plenty of rations to live up in these trees while things blow over, and I've got a pretty safe spot picked out. In the end, we'll just both go back to our own lives, and you can pretend like none of this ever happened. You'll get to go on and still be the strong, brave, dominant soldier that everyone looks up to. No one will ever know I had you at my mercy. Well, I think I've spent enough time explaining myself to you. Why don't we have a little fun? It's hard to balance on these ropes so high above the trees, but even without proper footing, I'm sure I could make you squirm. First things first. I recently got into an argument with another scout on whether you're ticklish or not. Do you want to tell me? Or do you want me to find out? No answer. Fine. I was gonna do this regardless of what you said. Just need to put my hand on your side and... Oops. I guess that answers that. Yes. Try and keep a straight face. It'll make this part a whole lot more fun. I'm just gonna put my hand right here. Right between your ribs and your pelvis and... I'll just dig in. Wow, you really are ticklish, Captain. Who would have thought? Captain of the Survey Corps. And here you are trying so hard not to laugh. Oh, how I wish I could show this side of you to the soldiers. I'm sure it'd boost morale. Well, with some of the female scouts, at least. Some of the male ones, too, now that I think about it. Actually, I'm glad I'm keeping this all to myself. Tell me, Captain, can you feel my fingers slowly go up and down your side? My fingers tracing your uniform up and down. No matter how much strength you have, No matter how hard you struggle, not even you can get away from it. I'll just keep going up and down. Now that got a cute reaction. Don't give in to me too quickly now. It would completely ruin my view of you if all it takes for you to break is a bit of bondage and teasing. One last time, Captain. I'll trace my fingers up and down. Do I have you blushing yet? Oh, not really. A kiss on the neck, not good enough for you, Captain. Now that I think about it, I can't tell if you have a lot of experience with women, or none at all. I can't imagine you flirting with anyone, really. Maybe you're just the type who, I don't know, takes what he wants. Nah, not you, Cap. I bet this is the most a woman has ever touched you. You're plenty popular with the ladies, but you're far too serious to spend your time with frivolous things like that, aren't you? Too much time spent training, too much time in politics, too much time spent with Erwin. Is that it? Are the two of you? Oh, don't be like that, sir. I was only kidding. I only consider you to be some aloof statue. But him? If he was in your position already, he'd probably still have that same blank expression he always has. You two would never work, as much as it pains some of my squad mates. Oh, you know, I wish you could see some of the stuff they write about you two in their diaries. The minds of some of those girls are creative, to say the least. But anyways, I don't want to stand here and guess about your love life all day. I want to have some fun. Everything we've done so far is so tame. I think it's time to really make you squirm. Captain.